Welcome to Design, Innovation and Branding Podcast, where we explore the intersection between design, innovation and branding. I am your host, Salim Abubakar. In today's episode, we will explore what is creativity and what happens when creativity meets business and how Airbnb used creativity to create a $1 billion business. Creativity is a pattern of thinking which is an ability to develop new ideas that still feels abstract. It is intangible because all skills and ideas originally comes from our brains. And it's hard to understand what really creativity is all about. It involves turning new and imaginative ideas into reality. Creativity is characterized by the ability to perceive the world in new ways and to make connection between unrelated phenomena and to generate solutions. Looking through the lens of what creativity is, we can see it involves two quite separate processes. One is thinking, two is creation. The idea, the left brain is creative and the right brain is analytical, is total pseudoscience, which means it's false. Even though there are specific parts of the brains that have specific functions, it is the connection between these areas and the subsequent networks they create which creates cognition. For example, if you're trying to climb over a log that's fallen on a path, you're likely to engage the network which links the parts of your brain that processes visual images and govern motor coordination. An interesting piece of this puzzle is, can creativity be taught? Can people learn creativity? The short answer to the question is yes. A study by George Learned reveals that we are naturally creative. As we grow up, we learn to be uncreative. Creativity is a skill that can be developed and a process that can be managed. Creativity begins with a foundation of a knowledge, learning a new discipline, and mastering a way of thinking. You can learn to be creative by experimenting, exploring, questioning assumptions, using imagination, and synthesizing information. Learning to be creative is like learning a new sport. It requires practice to develop the right muscles and a supportive environment in which to flourish. Going back to the question, what really is creativity? Creativity is a skill that allows you to draw understanding of the world around you, connect those observations to your existing knowledge, and imagine new application of your knowledge to the world. So to really understand what happens when creativity meets business, we need to understand what business itself is. Some people say that profit is business, but it is not. You can make a profit in the short term by imitating others, but it's not sustainable for a very long time. Some people say that operation is business, but it's not the case. Restaurants have the same operating models. Some restaurants are full of people while others are not. So what is business? Business, in a layman's term, is the exchange of products and services for money. In other words, it's the unique transaction of resources. I have what others don't have. I have something better than others. This is the core idea of a business. Besides, Jack Welch, the author of Real Life MBA, believes that business is a team sport and must rely on the strength of the team. Business depends on the collective effort of the team to gather all the suggested ideas and action to complete a business activity. Therefore, the synergy within the organization has to become the key factor of the business. And synergy is to make the mission, action, and result of the business in a coordinated manner. Mission determines the destination of a company. Action is the way employees think, explore, communicate, and do things. The result is the reward each member can receive in pursuing the mission. The synergy of mission, action, and results is the foundation of a healthy business. So what is business? Business is a long-term profitable model of unique resource exchange. Now in this part, we dive and take a look at how Airbnb founders used creativity to build a multi-billion dollar business. It was a big design conference in San Francisco in 2018, and the capacity of the hotels were insufficient to meet the demands. Two fresh graduate designers noticed that this can be an opportunity to make a few bucks. Therefore, they created the website Airbed and Breakfast and rented out Airbed mattress in their living room with a promise of a home-cooked breakfast. As designers, they decided to enhance the experience of accommodating their guests by providing city guides and t-shirts that said, "I stayed at Airbed and Breakfast" as well. This is how the idea of Airbnb came about. Well, how did this idea become an innovative business model which disrupted the world of accommodation? Yes, the founders saw a gap in the market, but this is not the only reason for the great success behind Airbnb. In 2009, the company's revenue was only $200 a week, and there was no growth for the past 8 months. Two co-founders tried to figure out what wasn't working. They decided to spend time on the website like a customer, and they realized the common pattern between 40 properties listed on the website for New York. The photos were not very good because they were shot with smartphones, and in 2009, smartphones cameras wasn't really the best, and not all the rooms of the homes were shown. It wasn't a very good way to convince people to book rooms with the photos that were on the site. After the problem was observed, they came out with a completely non-scalable and non-technical solution. Travel to New York, rent a camera, spend time with customers, and take beautiful high-resolution pictures of their houses. After only 1 week, the income of Airbnb began to double. One of the co-founders expressed the importance of this action by saying, "This was the turning point for the company." This success came with a human-centric design approach. They put themselves in the shoes of their customers to find out what they needed, and meeting with customers in real world to ensure the best possible solution. Although Airbnb was experiencing an exceptional growth, the brand wasn't differentiated from the closest competitors in the market. In 2013, Airbnb decided to rebrand itself. They developed empathy with their users and put into center the idea of belonging, which is one of the fundamental needs of people. Thus, Airbnb brought a different perspective to travel and enabled people to explore the world, not as tourists, but with the idea belong anywhere. With the idea of belonging, they designed a refreshed brand identity, developed a new brand strategy. In this way, they differentiated themselves and located a unique position. This case study and example of Airbnb shows how you can use creativity to differentiate your business, to grow your business, and find a position in the market for your business. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And this podcast was written, edited, and produced by Design Innovation Brand Management Class of 2020 at the University for the Creative Arts. Tune in next week for a new episode of the podcast where we look at the intersection between design, innovation, and branding.